Well, let me hear you say mountain, mountain, mountain.
Fire, what you saying?
Really, really, no?
Fire, King.
Serious thing, we're here again. Ball Head and the Dread. I want to say give thanks for everyone been tuning in from those times till now. Fire, what we're reasoning about today?
Today we have an interesting reason, which is not along the lines of the reason that we're normally here we have. So we're talking about the evolution of man. Has man really evolved over the last 2,000 years from your perspective?
First thing I want to say is that, and I quote this, I was introduced to this idea from my man Beers, right? And man is just man in the sense that too many times we try to categorize man as good or bad. And I think man is just man. And I'm not sure man is able to live up to the moral standards that the ideas of moral standards that are circulating on earth, because man is a complicated creature with many different desires. And there's so many factors that, and the older that I get, the more patience I have for people, because the more I understand how many things factor into a person's behavior that they don't have control over. We have genetics, right? We have environment. We have diet, upbringing, socialization, and just the time and space in which they live. Economic situations, their religious beliefs, the political climate that they're in, spiritual, if you want to say their religious upbringing or their exposure to spirituality and their expectations for that. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, I think we need to redefine what man is and the expectations we have for man, right? I want to say that first. In regards to evolution now, I believe, yes, there is evolution. I believe our necks are going to change at some point due to our use of cell phones. I think the wisdom tooth is gone, and they debate certain fingers may be gone and other things. The brain is shrinking. In regards to the intellect of man, now, I think you would refer to that as de-evolution or something like that. I think especially in the last 50 years, we have went backwards collectively as human beings. Psychologically and spiritually.
When they say backwards, and I feel like that I need some.
When I maybe I shouldn't say backwards. Maybe I should say growth has been stunted. Yeah, it is backwards. I think we're moving backwards in regards to heights, and this is my expectation, not anything, right? The heights we could be on, because if you look at like the unsustainable world in which we live, right? And when I say look at ancient civilizations, is not to worship ancient civilizations to say it was some utopia and it was a perfect thing, but they did create an environment that had more sustainability than the environment in which we live.
So why the sustainability decline from your thing to, and think about it from the comparing the ancient civilization and how they had a decline? Why it like the
collectively the I would just say capitalism. As capitalism has spread across the earth and people has taken up this idea that, you know, I need more, a disregard for the earth. And it's like, I know they have a long-term plan, but they don't have a long-term plan. So I don't know if the long-term plan is more of an individual long-term plan compared to a collective. Because I remember I was speaking to a brethren, and he said that, what were we talking about? We were talking about resources, and he basically said that he doesn't care because he'll be gone. Right? And that's mostly the mind frame collectively, in a sense that no one cares what people will have to deal with when they're gone. They're just worried about what they can utilize while they're here in this space and time.
See, if you even ancient civilization, you feel like I did have that same mindset.
No, I think they more had a long-term mind frame, whether it was realistic or delusional, but they did have a long-term mind frame thinking about generations to come and how they'll be able to thrive in this environment and with the resources that are in the environment.
And you know, so when we think about the whole concept of evolution, first and foremost, when people think about evolution, they always mention it in a frame like they expect things to be good, right? Evolution is not necessarily, it's not synonymous to good.
But that's that capitalism far, right? When things are always supposed to progress every year, you know?
Yeah, things supposed to just meet that benchmark, and then it passed the threshold. And I think this are the first place we get it wrong. Because there have to be some form of decline in the behavior, in the mental capacity of mankind until so that with that decline, then we have to kind of reproject ourselves to that level and pass that previous peak where we did have. And I think when it even comes to the whole concept of how man think over the years, we have to look at periods. We have to look at intricates, right? Because if we now look at it in periods and particular intervals, then I don't think the concept of evolution are gonna really make sense. Because if one thing we know, empires rise, and every empire we rise thus far, there's a fall of that empire. Or there's a reshaping, a resculpturing of that empire in a new civilization. And at that now, where we start to think about it is like, we know, yet Mirda even mentioned morality, and the whole concept of morality is always, it always going to be subjective. And not saying that that subjectivity can't be the ultimate thing. I mean, really, I try to run away from the whole right or wrong in this conversation. You understand what I mean? Because right or wrong will always be based off of my opinion. I mean, I try to kind of make it be more objective. But I think when we even think about how man move in the frame, time frames and within empires, that's how we really have to analyze and say, okay, has man really evolved from a mental perspective? I think from a mental perspective, mankind has evolved. But I think with that evolution from a mental perspective and that ingenious type of thing where mankind come with, I think that corruption has also evolved in this grand scheme of things. And I think selfishness has also evolved in the grand scheme of things, because selfishness have new outputs and new ways how it start kind of the fluidity where selfishness come with and corruption come with within its DNA. So I think as mankind progress, in the whole stratosphere of the whole sphere of technology, in the whole sphere of how would I want to talk about scientific, in the scientific realm, man has definitely evolved, observe a lot of different patterns, know how to counter certain different viruses will come at us, whether it be from a technological virus or a virus from a scientific or a doctoral standpoint. So the fact that mankind can all of that and evolve to the point where we have artificial intelligence created and coded and programmed by man towards, whether it be towards the benefit or towards the decline of human beings, the fact that the same mind that can come out of the mind of man, and then we think about the concept of corruption and the fact that corruption also at an all-time high where everybody is scheming and the whole concept of meism or reasonable from that time now, continuously on a rise. Now, it make me start for wonder now, when we talk about this evolution, I'm gonna like to pose a question to the eye. Is it that corruption is one at the basis of the development of human brains?
I just wanna jump back far, right? When we speak about development, and these things that have taken place are these are new technologies that emerge. It's not a collective thing. It's a small group of the earth that creates these things. And I guess you always have a small group that are able to understand nature better, or understand whatever to develop. But I think collectively though, as a group, socialization plays a big role in the system, right? But we're behind, even looking at basic reading and math and literacy rates. Not for a country that didn't have it available, for a country that did have it available. Our modern students, they may be smarter than the parents in regards to, not even smarter, but more versed in regards to technology, but in regards to basic things, right? They can't do math like previous generations, and they can't read like previous generations at the same age. And I know there are a lot of factors that go into it, right? But all this plays a role in regards to emotional maturity, critical thinking. I'm pretty sure we both can agree that critical thinking is on the decline, you know? Right. So I think we have to put these things in different compartments in regards to how we break it down. Yes, there are individuals within Earth that are able to understand things better, and they give us the technology. And it's tricky. That's a different conversation in regards to, can we handle the technology? Are we using the technology beneficial? But outside of the elite, intellects on Earth that are creating all these things. The average person is kind of going backwards, in my opinion. Yeah,
but I really want I wait for that finishing points too, because yeah. I really want to kind of challenge the whole concept there a bit, right? I mentioned the small portion of people who are give us the technology. I kind of disagree with that in a sense, because the fact is, these minds who limited minds who are give us are a small amount.
Yeah.
Who are give us the technology can create this whole chain of command to maintain and develop that technology. It shows something, because even if you have a small portion who are give with the technology, it's not like, say, all apps are artificial intelligence. It's not. They're not the ones doing that. So them could have come up and create the whole series of, okay, this is the idea for where I go to them, draft it upon a whiteboard. Who carry out them acts? The same average people we mentioned still have to carry it out, because you have a maintenance of a system. You have a man who have to upload this data. For him job, I also upload the data entry towards this particular system to make the artificial intelligence function. All of them different things. So the fact is, the mere average people we mentioned, the role where them have in a maintaining that technological advancement.
All right, what are you going to say? We talking about creating versus maintaining. And even the maintaining, that's still a small part of the population.
But the maintaining, no, I don't feel like a small part of the population same way, because the fact is, the whole system function off of finances, and the fact is, money or any form of finances can keep the system generating upon the levels there. And people, the fact that human beings can get up and do the same thing 9 to 5 every single day.
Yeah.
It shows me say them have a particular thing in their brain where you can condition. Or you can just, if the human mind was just so basic, how could you condition it to do such complex tasks on a daily basis and let that become average? So when I'm really so long and think about the whole concept of evolution or the mental capacity of mankind, and think about it from a technology, the very few way I mentioned, but that's actually I think about it from the very few way I mentioned who develop the system, and we kind of highlight them as the elite. How them come for set up that system with the chain of command, and then the chain of command we instill. How is it that the average minds instill such a harmonic system? Like, for example, any company where you want, think about.
Yeah.
You think about the vaccine, where you think about Pfizer. There's regular people working at Pfizer who they have data entry points, who do the research, all of these different things. The very basic people who sit down at the front desk and maintain that harmonic system, who come now if they come and give something new to the world where the world has never seen before. So is it that we're underplaying the whole concept of even knowing how to be conditioned in the first place, where that still have to do with evolution?
I would say this, right? I don't think people are doing their tasks properly, even though they're trained to do it. And also, I think that's one of the pushes for AI. There are numerous pushes for AI, right? But I think one of the pushes for AI is that, what's the term that they use there in the office? I don't know, but people aren't doing their basic tasks up to the standard that it needs to be done for the company to keep profits where they want it to be. And I think that's where this automation thing comes in. Because listen, I know the automation thing comes in for saving money, but also it's more efficient. I'll give you a simple thing with the order, with the food order, right? Mm-hmm. If we call 10 restaurants right now and order on the phone, I guarantee you maybe 6 of the orders are going to be off. I guarantee I put bread on it, fight, and we could do it after this, right? Compared to you putting it in, right? Now, if you mess it up, fire you put, you know what I'm saying? I'm just doing what you said. Because there's a big human error that goes into basic tasks. So that's my pushback in regards to, yes, they created these systems, but are these systems creating as efficiently as they should? And one can argue, is the expectation unrealistic for human beings in regards to how efficient they can be consistently? But I don't think man is, modern man that is, has the focus of previous generations. And just with technology, right? I think that just, you want to say something?
I mean, what made I go argue again to say, I just reasoning really ignite it. Because some of the things that I say, me agree with, you know, but I try to open it to a broader perspective, right? Because me I say, it could be, if we are since we're talking about evolution, it could be that humans have evolved to the set to the pace where they don't need to be as focused anymore, based upon how society is right now. So, for instance, you mentioned the reading and the math. Why would I, in this day and age, a millennial or Gen Z or whatever them call themselves, why would I need to be able to know how to do mathematics at that rate as the previous generation or be able to read at the previous generation, when there will always be some form of technological device to assist me, right? True. And that I can function. And the full concept of, remember, it's a difference between living and surviving. Knowing that survival is the line that we always a bridge.
Yeah.
And we always a walk on that thin line of survival. Once I'm functioning within the system and I'm surviving, that's good enough. And it being good enough will always get me where I need to go to see another day, which it could be that the evolution of man has led to us being complacent. And is it that complacency is necessarily a bad thing based upon where we're going as human beings?
I would say yes. Reason being is this. Technology has taken away many of the skills you needed to survive, right? Things that done automated, even numbers. I remembered a lot of phone numbers when I was younger. I had a little black book. And now it's probably like 5 numbers I actually remember because everything is done for me, so I'm not training my mind to remember the numbers. The question I would ask is, what happens when we no longer have access to these things?
Well, who said we won't?
I think eventually, let me tell you this, Farai. Every time I walk in the supermarket, I'm not trying to be Mr. Doomsday. I'm not trying to be, what's the term they use, pessimistic. I'm just dealing with reality. I've been doing this for years. Every time I walk in the supermarket, I just say, it's not sustainable. It's not sustainable.
By what means is it not sustainable?
I think from a resource means, mm-hmm. I think from a production means, and I think from a health means, because you know already, Fire, when the sugar went up and the food became more processed, became more dependent, we have obesity epidemic, we have a lot of health issues.
Yeah.
That's the first tier, right? Mm-hmm. What's the next tier? Because my concern, we just reasoning, Fire, so there's not no scientist, so don't go take what I'm saying. I just want to be clear.
No, if we're scientists, we have proof, Cam. We have proof, so go on reason.
My concern is with modified food. Now, I know man is always tampered with plants and food. So I want to be clear, because people think this is a new idea. That's not. Man has always tampered with it, but mm-hmm. they never had the technology to tamper with the way that they're doing now. And my whole concern is long-term, what's going to happen to the food source? Fire, people always talk about the end of the world. World not going nowhere, Fire. We just won't be able to live on Earth. I think that's what we're not focusing on.
Human being that is small.
That's what they keep. The human ego is so big. It's always, the Earth. Fire, the Earth not going nowhere, no time soon now. Unless I run into it or something. Man won't be able to live on Earth. Because remember, when we're in these little pockets on Earth, right? Say you're in America, and you're fortunate if you eat every day, because the average American is suffering. But you go to these other countries, Fire, it's just 24/7 suffering, abandoned. They're starting to abandon American cities, but a lot of countries are abandoned. So a lot of people are taking this TV thing and this internet thing as the reality of the world, and that's just not the case.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I go back to the sustainability in regards to every time I fly, I look at the grids. Right? Like,
mm-hmm.
It's tying back to what I was saying in regards mm-hmm. to sustainable societies. Yeah. Right? That's what people have to ask themselves. Ask yourself, is this a sustainable society we have made in regards to the resources that we use? How much far I tell you, people eating out the earth. I say it all the time, people eat too much.
Since we're talking about evolution again, no man got to show something. And I don't want nobody feel like enough of these things, we just ask the question them and I put it out there, because my train of thought is that mankind is in a decline. It's in a decline, generally speaking, a decline based upon the fact that we advance. Again, corruption is something we're continuously, rapidly on a rise, as much as technological. If advancement where mankind make, there's a disadvantage will come towards that advancement. But my fuck, we may have said now with dimension sustainability. Well, we always talk about sustainability and having that long-term plan, that thing where we can strive with. All of these greenhouse gases are being lessened so that human beings can have that healthy flow, and these things. But my point to me I say is that maybe, just maybe, mankind has evolved to that levels where short-term pleasures are more important than long-term gains. So could that be the main essence of evolution that has taken place and is now become that permanent thing, whereas there's just a chosen few, like we who student writers are talk about sustainability and talk about analyze all of these different things. But nonetheless, could it be a case where that sustainability
and
is
I'm glad you brought that up because it put context to things. Because usually when we talk, you mentioned it earlier, we talk about sustainability, it's always in a positive light, right?
Mm-hmm.
And yes, maybe mankind has evolved to where and being saturated and socialized in an environment where it's just me. Like, I don't care. I don't care about anyone or anything else. I'm just going to enjoy what I have during my time and space here. And it seems to be that is the mantra of the world in which we live. And that mantra has no sustainability to it. I even observe, like, it's like an anti-family environment right now, right? So even with that alone, for generations to come, you know, what is it going to be in regards to, like, relationships? Because if marriages are declining, friendships are declining, loneliness is increasing, mental health issues increasing because of the loneliness, what will happen with generations to come?
So here I can ample. There's a couple possibility we can ample. Because if we think about it, I'm going to keep on saying this evolution thing is a topic we always go on and on and on, because what we have right now, all of these decline where I mentioned in regards to generations to come, that probably is just the end of this empire where we reigning and we living now, because at the end of the Ottoman Empire, the end of all of those Egyptian Empire, the end of all of those and the Mali Empire, all of these different empires, it could be that these were the questions that were being asked, these were the observations that were taking place, and then at the end of the decline of the Roman Empire, the Greek Empire, no matter which empire you want to call, at the end of that, there rise a new particular empire who, as they mentioned, is not necessarily living an utopic life, but starting a fresh and a rejuvenated scheme of things. So it could be the sense that the evolution of man is always, we get that rapid rise, as we mentioned with the generations before, in regards to health concern, the focus and all of that things. And then it just like everything, there's a climax. You start out at a median pace, there's a climax, and then there's a decline. So we start thinking about all of that now. It could be a case where the evolution of man is just going, it's just going in a cycle, and it just start all over again the same way, and this is just a norm will take place. While on the flip side, it could be that this is actually the peak and the worst we've ever seen in the whole earth.
Yeah.
But do we really know if that is the case?
We don't know. Two things I want to say before we cut Farai. One is that with this topic, a lot of times a problem I dislike is that people praising ancient cultures as if they were perfect, right? So anyone talk about evolution, they say, look at the ancient cultures. Now, I mentioned it earlier, but I mentioned the context and the aspects of it, because usually when they study ancient cultures, they focus on the monarchy and they don't focus on the citizens. Mm-hmm. One last thing I want to tell people is you can have conversations like this and still have hope for the future. Too many times when people hear you talk like this, it's like, oh, you're negative and you're pessimistic. All right, like, I still have goals and aspirations that I'm chasing. Don't get it twisted, you know? But this is the reality when I analyze the environment, and these things you have to acknowledge. We don't live in a sustainable environment. And there are many social things that we have here that are detrimental to our future.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't walk around and act like we don't see these things or these things don't take place. Because it's two sides. Either people... Mm-hmm. Dr. Dread, Dr. Dead, where everything's wrong, or it's like you're in total denial of the realities of your environment. And you just need to balance. You need to acknowledge that at the same time. We can work towards and do what you can for a better future, you know?
And the reality, because there's no vision where you can't always, you can't see a vision if you have a current observation of your reality. And as much as that, I'm even hearing me, I ask enough of them questions, and I think that me agree with. Are things we align with my thought process. But we have to think about it, because we think about the short-term gains of humanity, you know, the concept of evolution, and we say, oh, humans so comforted with all of this sugar intake, comforted with all of these greenhouse gases, comforted with that carbon monoxide, all of these different things where affect them, comforted with the corruption and the pollution of the mind where it take place. But yet still, Yet still, when me look on all of these things, I say, okay, I want to be a far away from these things. It's almost like them are telling me, say, me far afraid from the reality.
Yeah.
And it could be that evolution, as again, evolution might come in at the whole concept of group, because one group view evolution from a different perspective, while one group view different. And when you think about the grand scheme of evolution now, it could be that there's always different evolution taking place within the whole evolution itself. Again, to say it even get more complex, complex as far as we want to go from a negative and a positive standpoint.